All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, it's a Thursday on The Usual Suspects, and hopefully you're going to take us along for the ride wherever you're going today on this Thursday in H-Town. Barry's here, Nick's here, I'm here, so let's let the festivities begin. Fellas, what's going on?
How goes it?
What up?
All good, and you?
Good. Good restful morning.
You did nothing.
Lots of naps and, yeah, ready to go.
It's only 1 o'clock. How many naps did you fit
Seriously.
In your day?
Two.
Boy, your schedule is just...
Is that too many?
Yeah. Well, you're probably like a 20-minute napper guy, too.
No, I do
minutes,
about an hour.
Like 2 hours.
Well, this morning it was 2 hour nap.
Because people do say they do 20-minute naps. I personally, yeah, I don't see how you can even do that. But
I don't like those power naps like that. I like long, drawn-out naps. I got up at 4:30, saw the wife off to work at 6, went to bed. Exterminator shows up at 9, so I woke up from that nap. And then went back to bed at 10, and then got up at 11 and got dressed.
It's 1 o'clock, bro.
I know. I'm ready to go. Woo!
It's your schedule, so whatever it is, it is.
Can't get through half a day before taking a nap. You can't wait till like 5 o'clock before taking a nap.
No, why would I? I don't have to. That's the beauty. I don't have to. I don't have kids. I don't have a wife at home. I don't have like any animals anymore. It's just me at the house by myself. I don't have to do anything. I can just go back to bed. Would you not go back to bed, Joseph, if you had the opportunity?
No.
You wouldn't?
I'm not like a napper guy.
Oh, well,
once I'm up, I'm up. Unless I was like completely sleep deprived, then I will look for a nap. But other than that, once I'm up and get going, then I'm...
That surprises me because they say old people like to nap.
Well, you should ask AJ because the thing is regardless of what day it is,
I
get like suspects that go, he's doing it again. Your name's coming out of his mouth. I'm like, it's just what it is.
Well, he calls Fred old all the time, too.
Yeah.
He says, you're an old, is what he calls what he says. So.
It's just miraculous that this guy is our quote-unquote boss, our PD, and he spews more venom and craps all over his own people more than anybody I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, wow. We got that out of the way early.
I don't get it.
Wow. Nice. You don't nap, Nicholas?
No, not really. Usually if I nap, it's because I was drinking.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't really just nap. If I didn't
is
drink...
Is that napping or is that just passing out?
I was just going to say the same thing. He beat me to
that
one.
But the thing is, passing out.
But sometimes I drink early, so... I pass out
sometimes?
Early. I wake up early.
What do you mean sometimes you drink early?
Like on Saturdays, I'll start drinking.
Like you drink during the show before you go out that
Not
night?
Not if he's doing Charlie's show, but if it's ours.
Yeah, if I'm just producing, absolutely.
What do you mean you drink early?
No, what is like early on drinking? No, seriously, on Saturdays or Sundays, I'll drink like 11.
You get up and start drinking at 11 a.m. Yeah, on a Saturday?
At 11?
Football season? Are you kidding me?
You go to the bar at 11 a.m. and
Dude,
start drinking.
I can't tell you how many friends I will go to the bar with.
And when do y'all stop drinking?
11:30, the beer's already down.
And when do y'all stop drinking?
It just kind of keeps going, 11, really.
11 that night, if he's just still standing.
You drink all day?
I can drink, bro.
Yeah, obviously.
First of all, that's not in question.
I could never. I would be dead. I would be.
I've died a couple times. Came back to life. At least it felt that way.
They just revive you there on the bar stool and you keep going. Bro, I don't know how you do that. I like drinking, but I don't like it that much.
I don't
I've never thought about starting to drink at 11 a.m.
When there's a lot of games, I can drink a lot. Like on the weekends, I can drink a lot, for sure. For sure.
Know.
Like a Thursday night football, I'm not at the bar like
for me,
drinking.
Drinking is an evening and nighttime activity.
That's always the way I've treated it.
During the day drinking, I don't know. That's not...
Now, I've had friends that enjoy the day drinking, especially on weekends. I just have never been able to get into it because...
Yeah.
Like, if you really cap yourself to, like, you know, two whiskeys or something like that, then.
I mean, inevitably, if you start drinking during the day, unless you unless Barry said, unless you're going straight through into the evening, I was always finding myself that I had other stuff I still had to do before going out that night. So I wouldn't drink during the day and then at night too.
You're not capping yourself, Nicholas. Let's not.
Yeah, I'm not saying I would. I'm just saying if you could.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now that I
I'm sure Joel knows some, you know, or you, Barry, know somebody that can just drink. Like my buddy Jared does not drink a lot at all. Like he'll just literally cap himself at two drinks.
See, that would be me. Like if I'm out and about, you know, on a Thursday doing an open mic or whatever.
Yeah.
One to two drinks and that's it. I want to be able to drive home. I don't want to get arrested. I don't want to be on the news.
But I'm talking about even
radio hosts arrested for DWI. That's the last thing I need. So, yeah, but even I'll drink if I have a ride or I know I have enough time to sober up. But I got to be, yeah, I'm a weak nut, man. Although I don't know. Like, I think I had five or six beers during the listener party, the last one. Okay. And I was fine. So maybe I don't give myself enough credit, but I'm still not a big drinker.
Oh, stop it. You give yourself plenty of credit.
I'm just saying, when it comes to drinking.
I've got friends that drink at all times, and they don't have a limit. I mean, I have friends that, ever since I've been in Houston, that they just, that's what they do. And when they do, they do. And when they're at a bar, they drink. And it's not like, well, I'm only going to have one or two. It's like, if the fun's still happening and there's things going on, I'm just going to keep drinking. And I think basically because they've been doing it for so long, their tolerance is built up to a certain point too.
Yeah.
So, anyway, when does AJ Hinch start drinking? Because basically after last night, and even my guy, who at least I was saying, Josh James, he creates some trouble, but he can get out of it. Nope, not anymore. And now, it was crazy because I think Chandler Rome had a story that before yesterday's game, Hinch and the Astros were thinking that Josh James was going to be a guy that was going to factor into their bullpen in the postseason and that he was figuring things out. Didn't figure it out last night, and now he's on the, you know, he's being examined further in terms of can he be a pitcher on this playoff roster?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like he was probably figuring it out. He had a couple of three good outings, and then he just loses it and gives up four runs. But he did that in July as well, and then he went on a run where he didn't give up many runs. So it's really hard with bullpen guys, and I know we argue about this all the time. But it's almost unfair for when they go out and they give up a lot of runs like he did, and you're only pitching one or two innings every other day, it really exacerbates the effect on your ERA. And it makes things look a lot worse.
Now, he said that when he had that extended time off, when he had lost his velocity and everything, that they had worked on shortening his delivery and that it was working for him. And that he got away from it last night, didn't figure it out. It was until it was too late. Great that you've hopefully pinpointed it. Not so great that you can't do that in a playoff game. And the bigger thing is, you know, I started out kidding about the fact that if you're in this Astros bullpen and your name isn't your boy Will Harris, that you have to come in and at some point you just have to give up a home run, then you just settle down, you keep going. Everybody that comes in gives up a home run and then keeps going unless your name is Will Harris. And it's starting to get a little bit worrisome because of the fact that there are more and more names on the list that you can add to that characteristic. And you go, okay, but come postseason, you can't afford to have, especially, look, it's a shame that your Keedy had to come out yesterday.
Yeah.
But they're going to be smart because he's already had a major arm surgery that he's on an innings restriction, and he's probably not going to help you in the playoffs because he's not going to be available because he's thrown too many innings between the minor leagues and what he's doing now. But he looked great last night.
Yeah.
And if he didn't have that issue going, Framber Valdez would be next season's project again. He would be off the list for me, and then you got your Keedy if you need someone. And
Trust our Keedy. I wouldn't trust him. I mean, I think we're way too reactionary.
I'm saying for the rest of the regular season.
Oh, I mean, I'm past this whole regular season stuff. I'm now looking to the playoffs, and I think we get way too reactionary when it comes to pitchers and their performances and, you know, oh, they had one or two. And even with Miley, I'm not worried about Miley unless there's an injury we don't know about or unless there's something mechanical. But sometimes dudes just crap the bed. Yeah. I mean, you want to know what his ERA is for September?
Well, it's got to be like 13.
13? He wishes it was 13.
What is it?
His ERA for September is 324. For the month of September, he's had two starts. He's gone 0.1 innings, given up 12 earned runs. That equals a 324 ERA for the month. Now, this from a guy whose worst month this year, if you exclude his first start in Tampa, which was March 31st, so it's only the one start. His worst month of the year was a 3.76 ERA.
That's what I'm saying. These last two starts are going to completely kill what has otherwise been a very, very good year ERA-wise and win and loss-wise otherwise. I'm not that worried about Wade Miley. And as I said to people on Twitter watching that game the other night, he didn't give up laser beams. He gave up a lot of shift-related, you know, seeing-eye ground balls and things, too. And he was just a victim of bad luck in a lot of ways. But at the same time, I'm worried about the entire pitching staff because we don't know where Ryan Pressly is and if he will get to, as you were, you and I were talking about the other day, at least getting into a couple games in the regular season to get ready for the playoffs. And then will he have the same kind of stuff? Will he be healthy? We don't know what's going on with Osuna. They've had such big blowout wins lately that we don't know if he's figuring stuff out. But it's a question mark. Again, if your name isn't Will Harris, Justin Verlander, Gerrit Cole, and then, I mean, look, Greinke's a guy you're going to rely on. His last three starts, he hasn't been his normal self, which is saying how good he can be, but he needs to sharpen it up a little bit too. There's a lot of concerns because of the fact that we don't know if McHugh's coming back. We don't know if Peacock's coming back. We don't know where Pressly is with his injuries. And then you start dealing with some of this other stuff, and you're going, man, what looked like one of the most complete pitching staffs in the game, it's got a lot to deal with going into the postseason.
But here's the beauty, and every time we talk about this, it's the same thing. Because both rotations are shortened, your best of the best is who most often they're going to be facing.
I get it.
So in a 7-game series, if you figure it out right, they probably have to face Justin Verlander and Gerrit Cole at least twice. Mm-hmm. And Zach Greinke at least once. And then if you go Wade Miley or having to face the two best pitchers in baseball or in the American League at this point. That bodes well for the Astros, regardless of what these middle and fringe guys are doing.
Sure, but I was tweeting this morning. Look, you don't want to get those two horses on short rest unless you have to. You want to be in a position of strength to which, you know, because, look, you can do it on short rest, but you're not going to have, in most cases, you're not going to have as sharp and as good a stuff as you would on regular rest. So you want to avoid that and be in a position of strength for as long as you can until you have to do that when you're down in a series and you know that that's your best option. But I get it. It's just that's why Greinke's got to turn it up a little bit, and I don't want to do that for the entire playoffs. I'd rather be able to be, you know, have a couple other options where you don't have to go to that route yet, but I didn't expect the pitching staff to be this depleted and have this many question marks going into the postseason.
Okay, I disagree with you, and we can argue more about it, but I mean,
we never argue, we discuss.
Well, if you look at they gave up 21 runs yesterday, and that was bad, and they gave up 5 runs. But what about the starts before that, where it was 15-0, 21-1, 2-1, 7-4? I mean, it's not like they're just out there giving up 21 runs every game.
I'm not saying they are. I'm saying I have concerns about guys that aren't showing what they used to show when they get on the mound. There are guys, and we've talked about this before, the eye test versus your numbers. I get it, but there are guys that I don't have as much confidence in when they take the mound, like a Rondon, like a Davinsky, who was once an all-star. And Davinsky just doesn't look, the circle of death doesn't look anywhere close. He's constantly giving up at least one home run, and he doesn't look as sharp.
Well, yeah, Davinsky hasn't looked the same all year.
That's one of the guys I'm concerned about.
Yeah, but he's not going to be a factor in these playoffs, really.
All right, well, basically, you're going to have to fill out your roster of pitchers, and some of these guys are going to be on the postseason roster. Rondon's going to be on the postseason roster.
Yeah, but he's going to be a guy. He's going to be a guy that doesn't go in high leverage situations. That's just it. You've got your starters and your guys that go in high leverage situations, and then you got guys that go in at a blowout in either way, or you know, if you have to because the game's tied and you're going into extra innings or whatever. And other than that, it's a shorter rotation on both sides, which bodes well for this Astros because I like the back end of their bullpen and I like the front end of their rotation. So if you like betting on football, boy, you're going to like MyBookie.ag. Football season's here, and that means it's time to get with MyBookie.ag. Get your bets in because you bet, you win, you get paid with MyBookie, and that's super important, guys. Nobody pays out faster. When you want your cash, you get your cash. We've had listeners back that up on the text line telling us they had $1,000 in their account that they wanted to get out. No problemo with MyBookie and MyBookie.ag. They have odds on every game and more prop bets than any sports book out there. And did you know you can bet after kickoff? That's a thing. Yep, you can absolutely do that at MyBookie. You can parlay your picks if you want to do that. All kinds of options for you if you want to put a wager on a game. So check them out right now. Just go to mybookie.ag and get signed up. And when you do sign up, make sure you use that promo code radio, and that'll get you, that'll double your first deposit. So that's like up to $1,000 in free money to wager on your favorite teams. It's that simple. You just go sign up, put in that promo code radio, and they will double your first deposit up to $1,000. It's super easy. And I don't want you guys out there betting with some no-name sports book that you can't trust. You go with MyBookie. It's smart. Be smart, bet smart, and do that with MyBookie and MyBookie.ag. Check them out. It's promo code radio. You play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Just getting started on The Usual Suspects on a Thursday. Tomorrow, as a reminder, it's the West Bar in Beaumont. It is a new stop for us in a very familiar city, as all three of us will be on hand for the show 1 to 4 tomorrow in Beaumont. So come on in and see us, hang out. Miller Lite, Coors Light specials galore. We'll be there till 4. Blitz will be there till 7. Check us out in Beaumont tomorrow. Looking forward to see the peeps down there in the 409.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, did you want me to add something to that?
I'd just normally like you to interject after that if we want to continue the conversation we were having previously or change the topic. It's fine with me either way.
Well, I'm trying to go through the MLB schedule, so I have most of it here.
All 162 or
no?
Oh, the postgame schedule.
No. I was trying to do the postgame schedule, and at least through the up to the World Series, because we all know. Duh. Astros are going to go to the World Series. We can do it.
See what you did
see?
There.
Mm-hmm. We can do it, guys, because I'll be on the field playing with them. We can absolutely do it. No, in the divisional round, the schedule shapes up to be there's a divisional game on the 4th, 5th, 7th, 8th, and 10th. Mm-hmm. All right? If you're assuming 4 days rest as per usual, if JV goes on the 4th, he probably pitches game 1 and 5. Because of the off days and everything. So that means Garrett Cole pitches on the 5th, Greinke on the 7th, and then you got to leave it up to Wade Miley on the 8th.
So he's got one.
Unless start. You want Justin Verlander pitching on 3 days rest, which I don't think you want.
I just
in
don't
the division
want that.
Series. You probably could be up 2 games by the time you get to Greinke. It may not even go, but even if Greinke falters, Miley falters, depending on how they, you know, who they play and how and all that. And I'm sure they'll be at least at home during the division series. So you'll get JV at home in game 5. So that could be worse, right?
Yeah, it could be worse. Like I said, I'm just trying to delay what seems to be the inevitable, which is don't do it unless you have to do it.
Uh-huh.
So because you're in a position of strength in that first round series, you know that assuming it's going to be the Yankees in the American League Championship Series, that's just going to be a huge battle. And you're probably going to have to do it there. But you would like to have a 3 that's on his game in Greinke, and you would like to have a 4 that if you have to go to, whether it be to eat up innings or to give you that start so you don't have to get one of your pitchers you're expecting to get a W from. Because let's be honest, every time you put those first 2 out there, you're expecting to get that win. So you know, you're in a position of strength as long as they go out and have a good performance. What really kills you is, especially if you go on short notice and you get a loss.
Well, here's how I have it shaping up, all right?
All right.
I'm going to do this. October 4th, JV. Mm-hmm. October 5th, Garrett Cole.
Sure.
October 7th is Zach Greinke. Mm-hmm. And then October 8th, Wade Miley. And then October 10th, Justin Verlander if needed. So let's assume it goes 5 and they win. And then they move on to the ALCS. That game starts on October 12th, so 2 days after Justin Verlander's start. But that does give Garrett Cole enough time. So he would start with plenty of rest because he wouldn't have pitched since October 5th. So Garrett Cole starts the ALCS. That's great. Zach Greinke pitches on the 13th on regular rest. Verlander would pitch the 15th, which would make him eligible to pitch a Game 7.
Okay.
So he would on regular rest. So if they decide they're, hey, we're not going to. So you would get Justin Verlander in game three and game seven. I think the question becomes, would you want to risk that and Justin Verlander only pitching once in the ALCS or having to move him up to, you know, because really Wade Miley would pitch once in both series. He would pitch the fourth game of the DS and then the fourth game of the ALCS.
Okay.
And everybody else is Zach Greinke or Gerrit Cole. You just have to juggle it, right?
And I'm less concerned about the starters because of the fact that you do have the two horses at the front of the rotation. The bigger concern for me is if you get into any one game where you've got to really lean on the bullpen hard, there's not that many guys that you feel confident leaning on, like I said, other than Will Harris. Now, I'm hoping that we're on schedule with Ryan Pressly.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that Osuna, because, like you said, because of some of these big wins where they've had these monstrous leads, that they've had a chance to work with him on some things and basically, you know, on the side, in the pen, in the video room, try and find out what we're all trying to figure out. And that's why when I wrote the article for Sports Map, it's not just about Wade Miley. It's about every pitcher right now coming to them honestly, whether it be to Brent Strom or to AJ or both, and saying, look, it's my arm, it's my shoulder, or it's. We got to figure it out because it feels good. I feel good. I don't know what's going on. Like, Miley could be tipping pitches unless he's hurt. You know, we talked about that. And maybe that's a case with Osuna where he hasn't had his best stuff or been as effective as he normally was because maybe there's something that we're missing, quirky or otherwise, that he's given tipping his pitches. I don't know. But it's time to be honest because you got to know who you can really rely on come postseason because these little blips that you go, hey, it's okay because you got a big lead in the division or stuff like that. You can't afford to have those hiccups in the postseason.
Okay. All right, fine. Well, I mean, what do you want? I feel like we've kind of have beaten this horse to death.
Me, okay.
No, I said we. Okay. I feel like we have beaten this horse to death.
So then let's just talk about the Armadillo Cowboy.
But I'm just saying, yeah, you're very excited about this, aren't you?
I am happy about it.
So I'm pumped because then when he comes to Houston, Nick has to go ask him about his nickname.
No, not going to do that.
I told y'all it was going to happen, and it happened today. Joe Johnson parlayed his MVP in the Big Three and signed a deal with the Detroit Pistons for this coming
good
season.
For him.
He is back in the league.
Good for him.
Breaking
dude.
News.
I don't know about that.
How about I saw, you know, that Sam Darnold is out for a couple of weeks because he got mono.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny that I saw a tweet where it had Bill Belichick's face, and he was laughing. And it was like, Demaryius Thomas had mono. like they traded Demaryius Thomas to the Jets just to give everybody mono in the division. Don't put it past
seriously, Patriots. In Patriots lore, that's called gamesmanship. But did you see the scariest
part? If you're
going
to cheat, yeah. Why not cheat with modern warfare,
right? Why is
Demaryius
Thomas helping to serve the food at lunch today?
I was just standing there and he open mouth kissed me, bro. It was weird.
Why is he fondling all of the food today?
He used my toothbrush. I was like, what are you doing, bro? You can't do that. He's like, ah, don't worry about it.
If they win it, I get a ring. The other thing, too, in the fact that
hilarious.
Darnold got mono, but Gaze said that he went to his house to deliver the news. At what point does Darnold go, no, coach, look me in the eye if you're going to tell me that? Because with those creepy-looking eyes that are always going all over him, Adam yeah. Gaze, I'm not sure I believe him when he comes and says to him, hey, you're going to have to not only miss at least one game, maybe more, you got mono.
Yeah, they said it could be multiple weeks.
That's weird.
Yeah. Of all the injuries?
Yeah.
That's weird.
And they got Monday Night Football, so they're on national TV.
Yeah.
And guess who else didn't practice for the Jets today?
Who?
Le'Veon Bell with a shoulder
that's
injury,
right.
And he's going to have that
He's going to have
down.
To have an MRI done. Yeah. Boy, Jets are already falling apart.
Already falling apart.
That's just garbage. Yikes. You know what's not garbage? Getting money back through GetUpside. That's not garbage. You need to check it out. I've been using this app. It's free. A lot of folks at this station have been using GetUpside. In fact, when I first started representing GetUpside and I was using the app, AJ was mad because he had been using it. And he was like, dude, I've been using it. Look, I'm telling you, man, this isn't something that's brand new, but it's probably new to you if you haven't downloaded it yet, and you don't know what you're missing if you haven't used this app. So give it a shot, like a lot of users have. Start sending me those screenshots of the money in your account, because I'm super excited to tell your story to the masses, because GetUpside absolutely works. And people thank me for it all the time, and I even say that at the end, but I mean it, because this actually works. You're getting legitimate money back just for using an app. Because you're already pumping gas and putting that in the car. You're already buying food and putting that in your belly. So why not get cash back when you do it? And you do that through the GetUpside app. It's completely free to download. It's easy to install. It takes just mere minutes to set up and be up and running. I did it while I was sitting at the gas pump. And when you do install it, put in my promo code Barry. And the reason is that gets you extra money. That's going to get you a little bump on your first fill up through the GetUpside app. It makes it so easy. And you get that cash back within 24 hours. All you got to do, pay with a debit or credit card, upload your receipt, 24 to 48 hours, you're getting that cash back in your account. It's like free money because these businesses want your business. That's why they use and partner with GetUpside. And then you go to them and everybody's happy. So there's like 500 gas stations and over 100 restaurants around the city. Wendy's, Popeyes, Candelaria's Pizza, Burger King, Dunkin' Donuts. The list goes on and on. Just download it. Give it a shot. The beauty is if you don't like it, don't use it. But I know you're going to love it. It was even featured on ABC 13, guys. This is real. It's real money, so go get it. Go download GetUpside right now. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back. Thank me later.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through the first hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5 covered the Stros with a tough loss last night, 5-3. Mentioned Sam Darnold has mono. He's going to miss multiple weeks for the Jets. Le'Veon Bell also is getting his shoulder looked at today. Boy, before you even get started, the plug could be completely pulled on a Jets season.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
Pretty bad. Dude.
I'm a little perturbed with LeBron James.
Uh-oh.
This Taco Tuesday trademark. I'm glad it got denied. How are you going to go and try to trademark something that you didn't even come up with?
Not even close.
Yeah, Taco Tuesday has been something that's been joked about and talked about for years. And then just because you started doing it, you think you have the right to go and trademark it. And then I didn't know. So, like, I don't follow LeBron James. I didn't know that he did it like every Tuesday. He'd be like, it's Taco Tuesday or whatever he does.
Do it again. That's pretty good.
And then he does. I don't know why I made it sound like Tarzan either.
but he does. If you've seen any of the Instagram posts, he does go way.
And then he's like going around his room. So this was Sunday. We were shooting at the Chronicle building for the TV show. And we were talking about how it was dumb that he's trying to trademark a phrase that's been in the public lexicon for a while now. And I was like, well, I don't even know, like, how does he use it? So Lauren Lil, one of the co-hosts on the show, showed me a video of, on a Tuesday, LeBron at the house. Mm-hmm. He's like, guess what time it is or what day it is? It's Taco Tuesday. And then he goes around the house. And he's like, hey, I don't know any of his kids' names or anything, but he's like, Bobby, what's Ronnie today? And they're like, it's Taco Tuesday. And then he's like, hey. And then he's going around the house. And then at one point, he goes, that's right. It's Taco Tuesday.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, now that's a little far.
He
that came down. I will say, I was like, ooh, that's a little racist right there. And then everybody was like, Lauren was like, is it? I was like, okay, Lauren, let me put it to you this way. If I started videoing something on Friday, I was like, yo, it's Fried Rice Friday. Dun, 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 dun. That would be racist.
Would it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But so I asked my wife, who is Hispanic, babe, I'm white. I'm not going to get offended for you, but is this offensive? And she goes, yes.
Oh, okay.
So I was like,
I told
okay.
you guys when Yao
but
Ming.
No one, we're not picking a beef with that, right? Nobody's going to get on him for that. But it's just the, I mean, you're, like, I was like, oh, boy.
See, things are different now because it's even more like everything's under a microscope.
Yeah.
But I've told you guys in the past, and by the way, happy birthday to Yao Ming. Yao's birthday's
hey,
today.
Hey, happy
but
birthday,
when
Yao.
Everybody in the league wanted to capitalize on a Chinese New Year night whenever Yao Ming came to town. And they gave out fortune cookies.
Oh,
that
God.
Was offensive.
What a disaster.
Or
it
like
is.
I've told you, there were nights where they had Hispanic Heritage Night and they would throw out tortillas.
Oh, that's bad.
And my Spanish announcer, Adrian Chavarria, would lose his mind and people didn't understand. If you don't know, you should do the research before you go and go full blown with a promotion.
Yeah. I mean, my wife, even to the point of Taco Tuesday, she was like, I mean, even that's like, really? I'm like, oh, look, there's Two Piece Tuesday too, and I'm down for both of those. Okay, so let's not get too soft on me, Nora.
I don't know,
but I will say, if you're talking about Taco Tuesday and you start going, ay, that's a little far. I feel like it is.
Oh, man, I don't
I
know.
I mean, you don't think so?
Like if he did like some like Arabic voice and some Arabic accent, I wouldn't be bothered.
You wouldn't? If it was Falafel Friday.
Would not bother me one bit. I think that would be fantastic.
Wasn't bad, though.
That's fantastic, actually.
Yeah. Falafel Friday?
Because hummus starts with an H, and you can't. There's no day that it doesn't work.
What else is, what other Arabic foods
are
there?
Falafel Friday sounds fantastic. That would be a great promotion.
Yeah.
I think that's hilarious. I think that's catchy.
You do?
Yeah.
What?
You don't.
What is worse?
If I was like, no, I'm not gonna do it. You're not gonna start getting me to say racist things on purpose.
Do
I just,
it.
I used an example.
I'm giving you the green light.
No,
Mo Amber would too.
No, you guys.
Is that
are
what
trying
we're doing
to
tomorrow?
Me.
Welcome to a Falafel Friday.
Dude, that would be hilarious.
Part of the F
Friday.
The F is for falafel.
Falafel. Yeah,
I think that's hilarious.
And then do like an Arabic voice. No, not
call Mo Amber, dude. I'm telling you. He would do a perfect voice for it.
Not going to do it. You're not.
So what's
not
worse? Gonna... LeBron trying to get a patent or whatever, a trademark on Taco Tuesday, or Ohio State University trying to get the trademark on the word the for the Ohio State University. Both of them, by the way, thankfully were turned down.
Yeah, it's getting ridiculous.
And both of them kind of lended their take on the matter from a judicial standpoint, Barry, to what you were saying. Look, Taco Tuesday's been around way longer than you suddenly trying to want to trademark it. And just like the word the, I don't care. It's because you put emphasis on it to say the Ohio State University. It's still the word stupid. The, which has been around forever. So therefore, no.
It's stupid.
And the Taco Tuesday thing, he really, it seems so forced in every single one of those videos.
Yeah.
So forced.
Yeah. Well, I see, I've never seen one until Lauren showed it to me.
Oh, I saw it about 2 weeks ago.
And then I was like, that's awful.
Oh, he's been doing it all summer. And then when AD, when he joined the Lakers, suddenly he's like, you know what day it is? Taco Tuesday! Look who's here. And then the first guy he went to was Davis.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Anthony Davis. So it was like, yeah, he's been doing it for a long time. No.
On a poncho or one of those. What are those called? It's not a poncho, is it?
I think you're right.
I think you're right.
A poncho.
Yeah.
I think it's called a poncho.
Oh, boy. Just if you're going to do it, just, I mean,
if you're going to say poncho, then you might as well just do your noises.
And the Googles say that in 1973, there was a newspaper advertisement for Taco Tuesday. For
really?
In 1973.
And he now
thinks probably
he invented
10 years
it.
Before LeBron was born.
Mm.
Something like that.
Christina said we need an Egyptian comedian for Falafel Friday. And my info on Twitter is like, yeah, LeBron being low-key racist with that and then tries to trademark appropriate my culture.
Huh? Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're offended, I totally understand.
I wasn't offended by it. I was, but my first thought was, ooh, that seems
but
racist.
But you asked your wife.
And I said, that seems racist. And then I was like, all right, but I'm not going to get upset, but that's how it came across to me. So I asked someone that was Hispanic, and she was like, yeah. I mean, just yelling Taco Tuesday is one thing, but adding the yelling at the end, that was where she was like, nah, that's too far. That's just too much.
Did anybody say that in the comments?
I don't know, because I don't look at it. I don't follow him. I don't know. I don't know. I'm curious.
Where's the research? We want to know.
Seriously.
Seriously, if you're going to bring this up, research it.
If it was an Instagram model, you'd be all over the comments.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, you're right.
Look.
In more ways than one.
If she was, you know, if there was
this new thing called clean
that
screen.
That would be a different kind of Taco Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
I didn't wait till 3:40, guys.
No, he sure didn't. He went out for taco in a hurry right there. Look out.
Got it in early today.
Woo!
I'll look up the comments.
When are
I'm
the
interested.
Suspects going to be at the West on Friday? I mean, if you listen to the show, you would kind of know it would be 1-4. I feel like that's a dead giveaway. I feel like of all the questions you would ask about Friday in Beaumont, when we're going to be there...
Would not be one of
them. That wouldn't be one of the questions that I would ask.
1-7, sir. 1 p.m. to
but
7.
But, Nick, we've no, been saying our show is 1-4, and we're broadcasting live.
Well, the suspects. When are the suspects going
to
be there?
1-4. Excuse me.
Right.
You want to be technical? 1-4:02.
12:50.
He go.
12:50 to 4:02. That's a long-ass drive back.
Did you see
that? And I got a gig, so Joel will stay for an hour.
No,
but that's
Joel will not.
Max.
And did you see the Fred Hartman Bridge today?
No.
Oh, there's protesters on it?
What are they protesting?
With the debate coming here.
Where is the Fred Hartman Bridge at?
It's right there if you want to get on the beltway from I-10 down before you hit Beaumont.
Oh, is it Beaumont?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the big bridge over by the ship channel.
Oh. And that's where they're protesting?
Yeah, so they were protesting, and they had like these big like silks and like of material and stuff like that while they were trying to block traffic and whatever, and they caused an accident.
Uh-oh.
And all this, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm definitely not taking the beltway tomorrow to get down to I-10 because they're planning on staying at least 24 hours and through the debate. But once they caused an accident, I would think that law enforcement might need to say we're going to have to clear
this
out.
I'm going my normal 105. I call it Rebel Flag Alley. Just
a kunzi
lined with rebel flags between here and Beaumont. And I think you
give them a T-shirt, and a
Sour Creek or whatever. I don't know what it's
wave
called.
You through.
There's some body of water that's sour on the way too. But yeah, Sour Creek. I don't know what it's called. What time? Somebody texted the show. What time does the suspect start? All right. You know what?
You asked for that. All right, we'll continue to roll on the show. I do want to tell you about the good people at Fitz Roofing. Obviously, we've had a little bit of rain in the forecast the last couple of days. Maybe that gave you an indication that you need a new roof on your house or you maybe need some repairs. Well, there's only one company to call. It's Fitz Roofing. You can check them out online, FITZRoofing.com. Better yet, give them a call, 832-521-3001. 832-521-3001. You call them, you get a free no-obligation inspection today. They come to your house, they look at your roof, they tell you what they can do, and they go away. You want them to come back? Just reach back out. They'll be there. They'll do fantastic work. They'll have great customer service, and they'll make sure you're satisfied with everything that they do. They have the best ratings in the business. A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on Facebook and Home Advisor. Why would you go to anywhere else? And if you need to know about the materials and the way they do business, CertainTeed Shingles, best shingles out there. CertainTeed Select Shingle Master Company. Well, only 1% of the roofers in the entire United States meet the criteria to get that status. They got it. You need it. You go to Fitz, and frankly, their base warranties are longer and better than all the other roofers that are out there. They take care of you, and they do it all while making sure if you have any concerns, you can reach out to them at any time, and they will make sure they pay attention to your needs, concerns, and what you want done. It's just the way they do business because they want you to recommend them, and they want everybody in Houston to know that they're the only place to go when you need a roof. Check them out. Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back wrapping up hour number one, three-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. If you're a critic today, just shut up.
I can't wait to take the Fred Hartman Bridge to Beaumont since it doesn't go near Baytown at all.
Just seriously, people, you don't know the way I go to get where I need to go. So if I'm getting off the belt where I take the beltway around and then end up, if it's Baytown, it's Beaumont, I don't live down there, get over it.
Here's
got
what
it?
I love. Good. Here's what I love about the text line is when like people were just like, oh, y'all are so sensitive. Literally every text that has come in today has been a crying, sensitive. Like,
or racist.
It's so funny that they tell us we're being sensitive, and almost every text has been sensitive about something. It's just amazing to me. I don't get it. Whatever. Somebody had a baseball question for us. You want to do a baseball question?
Sure.
No?
Well, let's just, before we get to the baseball question, reminder, 2:30, Sigmund Bloom,
yes.
Fantasy football yes. expert. Always got to make sure that we give you guys those little reminders leading up to the segment, because then you always are mad and try to get in there late. We want to get all your questions answered. We take calls first, so right before 2:30, start calling. Otherwise, get us texts, get us tweets, and based on how quickly we can go in rapid fire, we will get them all in as soon as possible.
I found that a LeBron video. You want to hear it real quick?
Yes.
Taco Tuesday!
Wow.
Nothing wrong with that, right?
He's been doing it in every video, though, huh?
Yeah. I don't know. They just played.
I don't
that's
know if
the
he
one
does
that
noise in every video, but he does do the elongated Taco Tuesday in every video.
Nothing wrong with that, right? Still good with it?
I mean, I guess because I guess
little,
it, a little, yeah.
It's a
I
little
guess.
Much to, I mean, it just seems like a little much. And by the way, shout out to Daniel DeLuno on the Twitters, because he goes, man, you guys are bleeping sad. You don't know where the Fred Hartman Bridge is. It replaced the Baytown and LaPorte Tunnel. Doesn't have nothing to do with I-10. Thank God, Daniel's on the case. Oh, my God, Daniel. Huh. I didn't know how we were going to go on with this show without you cracking this super important information and making sure that we got a bridge right. Thank God, Daniel. Thank God. Glad you're with us. Lord have mercy. All right.
Time out. Because here's the other thing. If you're going to correct us,
Jesus.
If you're going to correct us.
It's insane.
Can we correct you too? Because if you're going to let us know that it's the, what's going on where the bridge is, can we call it the Fred Hartman?
Did somebody do that?
Hey, the Fred Hartman Bridge is actually on 146. Well, but the Fred Hartman Bridge is where I said it was because I said. Move on.
Spencer said, it's Sour Lake, Barry, and don't you put that Rebel flag stuff on us. It's a joke, Spencer. I was just
people.
My God. And good thing we're the sensitive ones on this. Oh, yeah. All right, here's the baseball question. You ready?
Sure.
All right. Damn it. I had to pull up the wrong thing here. All right. What are the chances that the Braves catch the Dodgers for the best NL record? How far back are they?
Well, that's the first. I mean, I wanted to say it was like five, but I'll check here in a second.
No, it's three. They're three losses. They have three more losses than the Dodgers.
I mean, the big thing is that the Dodgers are relaxed right now.
Yeah, the Dodgers have clinched, but they still want the best record. I'm sure they still want the best record in the NL, if not baseball, because they probably feel like they're the odds-on favorite to get to the World Series
again,
from the National League.
Right.
I would say, I don't know, I would, to
schedule
be honest
plays
with you,
a lot into it.
I was going to say, you're going to have to look at schedule. You're going to have to look at what their priority is. I'm going to pull up the schedule real quick for both teams.
Okay.
And then we can just glance at them, right? So your Atlanta Braves have left on the schedule, one left with the Phillies, but they got the Nats, the Phillies, the Giants, the Royals, and the Mets. Okay? Mm-hmm. Dodgers have the one game left with Baltimore. Then they have the Mets, the Rays, the Rockies, the Padres, and the Giants. They're not catching the Dodgers.
No, they're not.
With the Padres and Giants and Rockies on that schedule, I don't think they're going to catch them. No.
I'm
we got at least three more starts out of Kershaw. Yeah, Ryu's got at least three more starts. Sorry. I know Keuchel's looking good down the stretch, and he's like 5-0 in his last five starts or something like that with an 0-something ERA. I don't see it happening.
Yeah,
but I would love to see he bring up the point on what are the chances that the Braves face the Astros, Braves and Keuchel face the Astros in the World Series. Now that would be fun, and I'm not going to sleep on the Braves in the playoffs. I absolutely will not. I don't think that they beat the Dodgers. The Dodgers, I think, obviously is the best team in the National League, but I'm not going to count out the Braves.
Okay.
So.
Look, the Braves have a really good team, and we've talked about this, and better than we thought they were going to be, because we thought they were going to be good, but not really good to be contender good for a couple years. They've absolutely sped up the timeline. Acuña Jr. is fantastic. Freddie Freeman is a stick. You know, they've got a good combination of young pitchers and Keuchel and guys like that as veterans in that rotation. They're a really, really solid team. I just think the Dodgers are the most talented team in the National League again. They have set themselves up with a little better pitching this time around. And to me, I just think that, you know, with the way that Bellinger and those guys are playing, even finding a guy like Max Muncy and finding him and him just stepping up from the minute that he put on a Dodger uniform, I just think that they're going to do what they do again, and they're going to end up being in the World Series. I don't think that they're going to win it again.
I think whoever wins the American League is going to win it.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. The Dodgers are pretty stout.
Comes down to pitching, bro.
Yeah, that Dodgers rotation is really good.
It's good.
It's really good.
It's good.
I mean, it's probably one of the two or three best rotations in baseball. In fact, I haven't even looked at the pitching stats, but I would guess that their ERA-wise.
Now, look, their guys have had a really good year in the rotation. A lot of guys have stepped up, too. I mean, Ryu has really found it. He's pitching very, very well, but I don't know how that translates to the pressure and in a playoff schedule. So we'll see.
Dodgers, yeah. From starters, they have the lowest ERA in the majors at 3.12, and it's not even close. Second, Tampa with a 3.55. So it's not even close. Oh, from the Dodgers.
Wade Miley just screwed all that up.
Yeah, he did. Astros are fourth now.
Wade Miley screwed it all up with those last two starts.
They were probably second. Stupid Wade Miley.
Wade Miley. Get rid of him. Jeez. I'm not salty and I'm not panicked.
For what it's worth, Dodgers bullpen tied for sixth in the ERA with the Giants, right behind the Astros.
And they've always had, that's the biggest issue with them has been their bullpen. So we'll see how it all translates. It's going to be fun to see how it all plays out, that's for sure. But
if the two championship series, ALCS and NLCS, comes down to Dodgers, Braves, and Astros, Yankees, mm-hmm. I'm super happy with that. And I think the only team that would scare me or that I think would be the underdog of those four would be the Braves.
Mm-hmm.
But I think those other three have absolutely what it takes. I just don't think the Braves' rotation is as deep as these other three teams, especially if the Yankees get Severino back, which they're talking about. He could be back for the playoffs. If he can get, you know, a couple of starts under his belt before things get serious with the output offensively that all three of those teams can put up, and the Braves can match that. They've put up a lot of runs this year, but I think pitching wise, depth in the rotation is where they lag behind those other three teams.
Okay. So. Well, there you go. Well, just like that, hour number one in the book.
Wow, that was fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fast.
Super fast.
So much love and just togetherness that it just brought the whole show together. I swear, so we rapid fire through hour number one.
I love the suspects, but some days.
Today's one of them, by the way.
Some days I just need to like close the text line because it's like, oh my God, y'all are killing me today. Have fun, lighten up. Chill.
I didn't even know who Fred Hartman was, to be honest.
I don't know. Who is Fred Hartman?
He was a publisher.
Wasn't he on news? What was it? News radio?
No, he was that's close.
Phil Hartman?
Well, Phil Hartman was on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, and News Radio, right?
He took his own life, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah.
I hope it wasn't on a bridge.
Oh my God. We got to go. Hour number one in the books. Two more to go of the show. Please don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspect.
Mayor's trying to get fired.
ESPN 97.5.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston SaberCats. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.